CNN guest declares America racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic, anti-Semitic country after Club Q shooting. By Joshua Klein on November 23, 2022. The United States is a racist and sexist country. According to a CNN guest who accused the nation of homophobia, Islamophobia, and anti-Semitism, while criticizing the country's free flowing of guns. On Tuesday's broadcast of CNN Tonight, Tom Berney, a former NYPD detective and police academy instructor, participated in a discussion surrounding the recent shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs that left 5 people dead and 25 injured. The attack took place on Saturday night at a gay nightclub by a perpetrator described as non-binary, according to the suspect's defense team. While discussing the sudden rise of anti-LGBTQ bills in state houses countrywide, host Allison Camerata asked Berney to explain the motive and thought process of the shooter. "Here's breaking news," he said, pointing to his ear to signal an imaginary news update. "We live in a racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamophobic, anti-Semitic country," he continued. The former detective then described the widespread prejudice as learned behavior passed down through generations. "Everything stems from that," he added. Berney then attempted to tie the attack to firearms access. "And then when you add into the mix the free flowing of guns in our country, which are awash in every neighborhood of every state, now you have people who are few sandwiches short of a picnic. Like this guy, who get their hands on a weapon and then go out and then massacre people just trying to enjoy themselves." Though he admitted he was unable to explain the background of the methodology of a psychopath, he pointed to what he described as a reoccurring theme of people who are extremely angry and have all kinds of vitriol that they need to just let out. Calling what is currently happening in the country sickening, Berney accused many in the government of fueling this fire of people. "And if they're on the edge to go out and snap and do something, maybe that's all it takes is someone of authority to give them that green light to do it," he said. After backlash online, Berney noted in a tweet that his CNN appearance bothered a few who don't seem to think we have major problems in our country like hashtag racism, hashtag homophobia, etc. "The sooner they see it's real, the sooner we can work on it. United," he added. "I'd like our leaders to take the lead." The remarks come as many on the left continue to depict the U.S. as a systemically racist country. Last month, a Washington Post essay argued that America has a white voter problem and is in trouble because white people are likely to be the majority of voters for at least 2 more decades. In September, a Post piece claimed terms such as woke and CRT are mere euphemisms used by conservatives to express their racism in a socially acceptable manner. In June, another Post article suggested black Americans may need to flee the country in the face of an apparently growing population of crazy white people who are not to be trifled with. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.